towards the dark depths, fathomless deep ahead, far, far from the grey shores that fringe with shadow all this world's existence. Over the sea, over the farthest sea and on the longest journey, past the jutting rocks of shadow, past the lurking octopus arms of agonized memory, past the strange whirlpools of remembered greed, through the dead weed of a lifetime's falsity. Slow, slow, my soul, in his little ship on the most soundless of all seas, taking the longest journey. Pulling the long oars of a lifetime's courage, drinking the confident water from the little jug, and eating the brave bread of a wholesome knowledge. Row, little soul, row on the longest journey towards the greatest goal. Neither straight nor crooked, neither here nor there, but shadows folded on deeper shadows and deeper to a core of sheer oblivion, like the convolutions of a shadow shell, or deeper, like the foldings and involvings of a womb. Drift on, my soul, towards the most pure, most dark oblivion. And at the penultimate porches, the dark red mantle of the body's memory slips and is absorbed into the shell-like, womb-like, convoluted shadow. And round the great final bend of unbroken dark, the skirt of the spirit's experiences melted away. The oars have gone from the boat, and the little dishes gone. And the boat dissolves like pearl as the soul at last slips perfect into the goal, the core of sheer oblivion and of utter peace. The womb of silence in the living night. Ah, peace, ah, lovely peace, most lovely lapsing of this my soul into the plasm of peace. Oh, lovely last lapse of death into pure oblivion at the end of the longest journey. Peace, complete peace. But can it be that also it is procreation? Oh, build your ship of death. Oh, build it. Oh, nothing matters but the longest journey. The very young James.